Okay, so before the year started here, Moose, it really looked like the Cubs offseason was going to catapult them to the top of this division. Now, remember, we are just a year removed from the Milwaukee Brewers not only winning this division handily, but having the most regular season wins in Major League Baseball in 2025. Well, 2026, rinse and repeat. We got the Brewers right atop this division. The Cubs, they've had a kind of a roller coaster ride themselves, multiple 10-game win streaks. They've had a 10-game losing streak, but they sit here today at a 4-1 price to try and run down the Brewers, who you almost have to lay upwards of $5 to repeat as National League Central champions. The difference this year has been the real feel-good stories of not only the St. Louis Cardinals, but also the Pittsburgh Pirates. And that has presented some intriguing value, maybe not so much in the National League Central race, albeit we do have the Cubs 6.5 games back of the Brewers beginning play today. The Brew Crew amidst a 5-game in 4-day stretch here in St. Louis, and it will be a day-night doubleheader for the Brewers and Cardinals later on this afternoon and this evening. But as we sit here today, it still feels like the Brewers are the class of this division. They have been that 56-33. Their win total at the beginning of the year was 84.5. They are projected for almost double digits over that at 94 wins. Any value in your eyes in the division race, or would you rather pivot to a couple of teams in the Cardinals, who are 47-41, 6 games over .500, or the Pirates at 46-45 at some make the playoffs prices instead of looking at them in this National League Central race?
Yeah, I mean, I think Milwaukee's gone. Like, it's hard for me to envision, you know, a team that's sitting here, what are they, 23 games over .500. I think they have an 8.5-game lead in the National League Central, last I checked. Or 6.5-game lead, I should say, over the Chicago Cubs. It's really impressive. They've got an 8.5-game lead over the Cardinals, 11 up on the Pittsburgh Pirates. It's hard for me to envision, unless they get absolutely lambasted with injuries, that Milwaukee is going to come back to the pack. I think the pitching's too good. I think the offense is good enough when you look at it. They play a winning brand of baseball. They're a pretty good defensive team as well. There's a lot to like when you're looking at the Milwaukee Brewer team, and a team, as you looked at it, you know, pre-flop before the season started, Jensen, as you ran through, they were not necessarily getting the love. So, you know, they're one of those teams that go out there and, well, you got to show me. And they continue to go out there and show the baseball fan just how good of an organization they are. And we talked about Mizorowski and his brilliance. And obviously, he's now nearly a 4-1 favorite to be the National League Cy Young Award winner, right? And he is one of the more dominant pitchers that we've seen in all of Major League Baseball. Yeah, I'd be more inclined in terms of the Pirates and the Cardinals. I think Pirates are interesting. They've scored 475 runs this year. The concern with Pittsburgh is when you're looking at their team ERA, it's nearly 4.75, right? It's right around 4.72. So, can the Pirates go out there and improve? I'd be more interested in Pittsburgh potentially for that city being able to be a playoff team in the National League, more a case than thinking that, because I think it would have to take a lot for Milwaukee to come back to the pack. You could maybe make an argument for Chicago. They're within striking distance, 6.5 games. We talked about the Marlins earlier on in the show. We talked about them a little bit yesterday. Nobody expected the Marlins to have the kind of June that they had, and they're within striking distance now of the Atlanta Braves. So strange things happen. It's a marathon, not a sprint, over 162-game MLB regular season. But if you're asking me right now, sitting here doing the show with you on this Tuesday on VSiN, do I think the Milwaukee Brewers are gone? Would I be comfortable betting on, you know, whether it be the Cubs, the Cardinals, or the Pirates to all of a sudden, you know, have this unbelievable second half post All-Star break? To me, it's a little bit of a bridge too far. I'd be more inclined in looking the odds market of either St. Louis or Pittsburgh to make the playoffs.
Very interesting prices here too. Cardinals +250, Pirates +265 to make the postseason. The Cubs, you have to lay almost upwards of $4 to make the postseason. What I love about Pittsburgh and a lot of the additions this offseason, namely Brandon Lau, who has had an all-star worthy campaign. You had Ryan O'Hearn, who came in, and then the body of work has actually been a lot better than what he's looked like the last week or so. Marcell Ozuna, kind of a shell of himself, has been reduced basically to a bench role with the emergence of Esmerlin Valdez, who has been just a revelation here moving forward. And then Brian Reynolds, one of the faces of the franchise, inks the long-term extension. But the face of the franchise moving forward, let's be honest, it's the young 20-year-old phenom Connor Griffin. They have, Moose, the number three scoring offense in Major League Baseball, number two in average, number two in on base, number two in OPS, they're fifth in stolen bases. And oh, by the way, they had lost nine straight Paul Skeen starts. And here we are, still a game above 500. I mean, I think you still got to be bullish on the Buccos here and knowing that their upside from a pitching standpoint, especially in the rotation, is certainly there. Braxton Ashcraft has been unbelievable this year. You want to talk about a guy who's going to be in the conversation for the Cy Young in years to come. That kid is going to be electric and already is. And I think you team him with Jared Jones coming back off the IL. Bubba Chandler has been really good. One of their top prospects. Of course, Paul Skeens is Paul Skeens. And then the sage veteran, Mitch Keller, they have the horses. Now it's about figuring out the back end of the bullpen. If you can get a couple of reinforcements at the trade deadline, the Pirates were a selection for me as a final wildcard team to make the National League postseason. That is a scary, scary team. Imagine picking names out of a hat, Moose. If you got to play the Pirates, whether home or away, in a postseason wildcard series, here, I'll give you a hat. You pick three names out of Skeens, out of Jones, Ashcraft, Chandler, Keller. Good luck winning a series against those fireballers. And the way that this offense has been lengthened, the power is there. They're a top nine home run hitting team in big league baseball this year. Very bullish on the Buccos and their chances finishing out this first half and being in the mix for a second half wild card spot. As I take a look back, and let me ask you more big picture. The Brewers get swept in the National League Championship Series last year at the hands of the LA Dodgers. Where do you put the Brewers in your National League hierarchy? Is it anywhere near where the Dodgers are, or is it everyone's playing second fiddle? And I'll throw Philly in there. I'll throw, you know, the Brewers in that conversation. I think by record, we would have to include Atlanta, but I think they're leaking some oil here and they've been dealing with injuries left, right, and center. Who is your main challenger to the Dodgers? And can the Brewers be right back in that conversation even after what happened with them head-to-head last year?
Yeah, they can, because I think when you look at the starting rotation, I think they can be, listen, I think realistically, Jensen, I mean, it's the Dodgers and then everybody else, right? Until somebody knocks them off, they've won back-to-back World Series. So, I mean, I think you have to give Los Angeles that kind of respect. And, you know, what Milwaukee has got to look at and say, well, you know, what do we learn from, right? Pitching matters, right? We talked about earlier in the show, right? Yankees were, hemorrhaging. What happened last night? Well, what happened last night was Cam Schlittler had eight strikeouts and he threw eight innings dominant. You know what? He was absolutely brilliant. And you know what? The Yankees found a way to win down in Tampa. Can Mizorowski be that kind of guy when you're looking at the Milwaukee Brewers here? And the question and the answer to that is yes, he can be, right? So setting the tone for Milwaukee. But do I put the Brewers on the Dodgers level right now? I don't. Can they get there? Yeah, I think they can get there. But I think they need improvement. I think the starting rotation leads the way for Milwaukee. I think Philadelphia is intriguing. You know, I do, because I do think Dombrowski is going to add for Philadelphia come the MLB trade deadline. Sanchez's start yesterday against Kansas City was terrible. 12 hits, 9 runs allowed. They lose the game 15-1. But overall, you know that Philadelphia rotation is really good, and you know what they've gotten Harper. And when you're looking at a guy like, Kyle Schwarber, middle part of that lineup, and they're a veteran-oriented team, and they've turned the season around under interim manager Don Mattingly. But The National League is decidedly different from a contention standpoint as compared to the American League. American League, you're trying to convince yourself into teams. And the National League, we could sit here on this Tuesday, and I can make an argument for Milwaukee. I can make an argument for Philadelphia. A little bit more difficult to make an argument for today for Atlanta than, say, 3 weeks ago. And clearly, you can make an argument for the 60-win Los Angeles Dodgers. And I think you have to give them the respect as being the team to beat in the National League because it's them and everybody else. Larry Lucchino had a line about the Yankees years ago that they are the evil empire with the way that they operate, right? The true evil empire in today's day and age of Major League Baseball. And this is saying it glowingly because out of a place of jealousy, it's the Dodgers and everybody else. Because you know this, the Dodgers, regardless of where their record is, they're going to add at the MLB trade deadline and try and make that team as unbeatable as they possibly can.
Again, a remarkable race here, and again, trying to slay the beast. The Dodgers trying to become the first National League team in Major League history to win back-to-back-to-back World Series titles. Who will try and dethrone them? Who will be in that National League postseason spot? I think the Brewers will have something to say about that moving forward.